Today we're going to discuss the consumers beware, and this is important. I just don't, well, put it this way, the media is given a false narrative of what's really going on out there, and most Americans just don't see it coming, although I do hold people responsible because the information's out there, you're just not seeking it, and when you hear information probably from rigged against you and others, maybe you're just not taking it to heart. But this is really important. This system, I don't care what anybody says, it's going to prove to be accurate. Unfortunately, I hope I am wrong. But by design, it is going down. The economic collapse that is coming is by design. I think they're going to use the escalation of war. And, you know, we think, you know, America is such a top-notch military. I think people are going to be quite surprised that, you know, our weapon systems are designed to sell to others. We really have run out a lot of weapons and ammunition. We're not making a lot of them. If we have to go to kinetic war with the Axis or whatever you would call the China-Russia-Iran angle, we wouldn't have enough ammunition to do it. So this can't go kinetic, but we're increasing it. Now, my take is they're doing this on purpose because the bankers, especially, they don't want to be hauled up in front of Congress and be looked at as, hey, this whole entire collapse and crisis is because of your policy, your greed. Politicians are going to be looking for CYA. And they're going to go after them. And there's going to be a lot of people going to jail. And so they want to be able to say, hey, you know, this whole collapse and the whole systemic system collapse is because of the war. There's nothing we could have done. But that's just the beginning. The problem is there's a few on the horizon. I think the war is a very probable increase because the other attempts have not failed. The pandemic failed. The wars with Russia and in Israel have so far failed. To create that panic, you're actually finding, you know, a stock market at all time high. And, you know, it's an exuberance that is completely unrealistic if you really look at the true data. But the problem is Americans are not getting the true data. And we're kind of in a deep hole of information. We're defying inflation, Americans are. And we are just continuing to spend money. This is not the time to be spending money. We really need to be focused on saving gold and silver, preparing ourselves. And I know people have been hearing that for a while. And unfortunately, those that did prepare will be okay. But those that did not, those that are not heeding the warning, they're going to regret it. And it's very sad because you have to have discernment. And you have to know deep down in your gut what's right and what's wrong. But we should not be spending the money that we're spending. I'm blown away that the retail sales grew more than expected at Christmas time around December. It was a surprisingly strong year in terms of consumer spending. And the Americans continued to spend money in defiance of massive inflation and high interest rates. And even the inflation number they're giving you is a lie. It's rigged. You go to shadowstats.com. You go to the 1980s metrics of measuring real inflation. It's when we were honest back then. And you will see we are still in double-digit inflation. And here we have interest rates through the roof. Even credit card interest rates is now near shark loan level of 30%. Unbelievable. But when you look at what's going on in the retail and food sales, and this shows you the American ignorance. Retail and food service sales, and this is spending money at stores and online in restaurants, amounted to $709 billion in the month of December. That's up from the previous month and compared to December of 2022. The consumer prices grew 3.4% in December. Our prices are continuing to rise. I noticed even in health insurance and What else just went up here? I just was shocked to see. It has been a 50% increase. Yeah, I believe it is the health insurance. Yeah, it is. And we do. I do the MediShare, which is, you know, like a co-op of medical. And it's our premiums have gone up almost 50%, and we didn't even do anything. But things are going up, and yet we are spending money as if everything is okay. If you're doing that, you are going to be in deep trouble, because this is not happening. The system is going down by design. If the wars don't do it, you better believe another biological weapon is going to be released. And they call it, you know, X, disease X. They're planning for it. Or they're going to take down a main and blame it on China. You already see the headlines coming out. China, Russia, and the hackers and their, you know, attempt to cause chaos in communities and cities. And they're going to go after the financials. They're going to go after the banks. And you need to understand the rules of the banks, because nothing in the stock market, bonds, banks, brokerages is yours. You're an unsecured creditor. This system is going down. And so they're just looking for a way to blame it so they don't be the ones going to jail. But in the meantime, we, the people, should not be spending this kind of money. The fact we are defying the inflation is unbelievable. The fact we are spending money like this is unbelievable. If you just adjust for the CPI and inflation, sales have almost flatlined over the last 2 years. But we're talking about the inflation side of things. Americans have completely decimated their savings, and now they're taking on more debt. I cannot believe the chart I'm staring at. And I've discussed this before. We had about $1.9 trillion in savings from the pandemic. We were spending roughly $200 billion a month out of savings. That's really what stimulated the economy in 2023, as well as the multi-trillion dollar stimulus that Sloppy Joe signed in, that the government has been spending money, and the government is losing $4 and $5 for every dollar they're printing. It is a horrendous matrix. Where is it going to come from going forward? The savings are gone from Americans. And they keep talking about, you want to talk about confusion. So I get it being confusing. They're talking about how unemployment is low, and today the jobs numbers came out and it's blew through the roof. They're not telling you most of them are part-time and people are taking on multiple jobs. They're not giving you the real picture. Layoffs are happening all over the place. Huge layoffs. If you really read between the lines and look at the data, they're laying off thousands. Even UPS laid off 12,000 people. You just talk to your UPS driver, they'll tell you the package flow has decreased rapidly. What does that mean? People have slowed down in their spending. And the banks are in need of serious borrowing of money to survive. So you're being fed the narrative that everything's okay, but if it is, why the massive layoffs? Why the banks need serious money to survive? The inflation, the GDP, everything they tell you is not real. It's the government spending. It's the savings and the spending and savings that is causing what you perceive to be a decent economy. And the stock market that is going up will not last. You are now seeing consumer borrowing increasing faster than expected during the month of December. So not only did we burn through the savings, now we are starting to take on debt and we are starting to borrow money. Because for quite a while there, you know, the U.S. consumer were able to really handle the rising debt levels. We were just, that's our system. That's how our economy kind of ran, right? We just take on debt, although that was a big mistake. And if you're riding in credit card debt, it's a very big mistake. You're paying way too much in interest. It's shark loan turf. We were able to handle that. But now it appears that we are reaching that breaking point. Delinquencies are at the highest level since 2012. And credit card usage and buy now, pay later usage seemingly surged during the holidays. on top of already hefty debt loads. Now, this is stuff that comes out of, you know, bank rate, and, you know, you get the data and you see it. It's unbelievable. Delinquencies are at their highest level now since, I said, since 2012. The percentage of subprime borrowers now that are late 60 days or so on car payments has increased 6%, and we go on and on. We have painful days ahead of us, but the problem is we have spent our savings as people. We're going into debt at a time when it is orchestrated to take down the financial system. And if you're not prepared, you'll end up losing your job and losing everything you own. Because if you think layoffs are just starting now, wait until the war increases or the economy collapses. This is how they're going to try to usher in the dependence on the one world system, the CBDC, which will never be full blown, so don't be fooled. It will definitely be for anyone who needs government payments. But you better believe CBDC or digital money won't be 100%, because the entire system in the banking world and the government world runs off of money laundering. And if they had to have, look at the CIA. I mean, they build their little shell corporations and companies, and then these companies launder money and they do crimes and use that money for black ops so they don't have to report to Congress. And when you really look at what goes on behind the scenes and how money is laundered by those in authority, you just know right off that they're not going to allow a time-stamped digital money. Let alone the drug runners and the human traffickers and, you know, the cartels. They're never going to allow it either. So you could tell that the digital money idea is there, but it'll be for those that are dependent on the government. And then those, it'll be that split, just like in communists. You'll have that like 90-10 where 90% will be slaves and 10% will live free. They'll have all this bypass. Just like in England, I think personally, Europe and England, they're completely gone. These people better burn down the house over there if they want to survive. But especially like in England, they pass a law where if you say anything on the internet or in social media and they deem it misleading or misinformation, you know, you're going to jail. Like, you can't even have an opinion now. You'll go to jail. But they exempt the BBC. See, I'm always weary about laws when they exempt certain entities. Because if they're saying you can't do it, but it's okay if they do, that right there is AKA Bolshevik communist propaganda. Meaning we are going to lie to you about the narrative and the truth. If you try to call us out on that lie, you're going to jail. That's exactly what tyranny is. That's authoritarianism. That's what Bolsheviks do. And that's where this world is going. So the consumers better be aware, because this is not the time to be spending money. Stop it. Stop going out. Now, I hate to say it for those that rely on that service, but you better stop and be very cautious. And if you haven't gotten your gold and silver, you better get over to Cornerstone Asset Metals and start taking it serious. And for all of you, and I know plenty that are heavily in the stock market, I get it. So the market's going up 5%, not even maybe 10%, but that's okay. Inflation still is too, so you're not gaining anything. But you're going to be the one holding the bag when that last chair is pulled, because big money has been exiting while you're going in. So be very, very cautious. But this is going to pick up steam over the next 6 months. We don't know exactly when this happens. But if the United States overreacts with Iran, you're going to see things like you didn't believe. And just know it's our fault. We're starting it. We're doing it. We're financing it. And we're perpetuating it. America needs a change, and we need a huge change fast if we want to get back to what the Constitution gave us as freedom. And what's going on down in Texas is the best example. So we the people better stand up and be prepared, because it's coming to you, and it's going to come to you very, very fast. And as a good friend of mine always told me, as long as Americans can go out to dinner and go to the movies, they don't think anything's wrong. It is once they can't afford to go to the dinner or movies, that's when they wake up. I'd say you better wake up right now. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.